How are you this morning? Oh, I'm not convinced. How are you this morning? Okay. We are blessed to be a blessing, and this Christmas season reminds us of that reality. Amen? Dapat itong Christmas na to, kung merong bagay na iukit natin sa isip natin, na kahit ano ang hinaharap natin sa buhay, anong pagsubok, anong problema, anong krisis na meron tayo, God has already blessed us. Amen? That's why all we need to do is bring out that blessing into our life. Ginawa na ni Lord yung dapat niyang gawin para sa atin. The scripture says, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We have been blessed. Tapos na. When God gave His Son to us, He gave us everything He has. Binigay na sa atin. The problem is we don't respond to that blessing, and so we do not experience that in our life. The blessing of God is already upon us. It is within us already. And if we will respond to God, to those blessings which He has given us, then those blessings would begin to manifest in our lives. Amen? Hindi natin kinakausap ang Diyos na i-bless pa tayo. He has already done it. This Christmas, we've learned that God always takes the initiative. Siyang nangunguna palagi. Hindi pa tayo humihingi ng tawad sa Kanya, pinatawad na tayo ng Diyos. Hindi pa tayo naghahanap ng pag-ibig ng Diyos, minahal at inibig na tayo ng Diyos. That's God. He takes the initiative. We did not ask for His blessings yet, but in Christ, He has already blessed us with all. Ano ibig sabihin ng all? Ha? Yun, kasi sa atin, kasi pag sinabing all, ang understanding natin ng all is 50% or 60%. Pag sinabi ng Diyos all, it means 100%. Everything you need for life and to live a godly life has already been provided for you. All your needs are already met, for He has already supplied all your needs according to His riches in glory. You are already covered for life. All we need to do is respond to Him every day. Respond in gratitude to God. Respond in faith to God. Respond in love to God. And those blessings which He already deposited in your life will come out. Akala natin doon palang binigay ng Diyos. Hindi, matagal na po binigay yan. Nakatago lang, nabaon lang sa loob ng puso mo, kasi hindi tayo gumagalaw, hindi tayo kumikilos. But the moment you set your heart to respond to God's love for you, then those blessings would begin to manifest in your life. Today, we're going to talk about Christmas some more and talk about the love of God for us. Yun naman talaga ang mensahe ng Christmas. Kaya nga, yung iba sa inyo nung Christmas, nakapula kayo. That color red reminds us of the burning love of God for each and every one of us. And so, but I would like to touch on something of love which we rarely, no, hindi natin minsan iniisip. Kasi when we talk of love, we talk of that wonderful feeling. Yes, love is so many splendored things, di ba? Yan ang kanta natin. It has so many wonderful things, and when we get excited when we know someone loves us. Okay? Pag nalaman na tayo, manalaman natin na may umiibig sa atin, may nagmamahal sa atin, it excites us. And the emotions are there. That's why Christmas, the message of Christmas is God so loved us that He decided to become one of us and live with us. Amen? He lived with us as a human being so that we can relate to Him and He can relate to us. Kung dumating si Jesus dito na hindi nagkatawang tao, mahihirapan tayo mag-relate sa Kanya. We will find it hard to live with Him. But He came to us as a human being. Nag-umpisa siya bilang sanggol. He started out as a child, like every child, helpless, defenseless. Ginawa ng Diyos yan para sa atin. Why? So that He can live with us and we can relate to Him and He can relate to all of us. That's the message of Christmas. It's a wonderful feeling to reflect on that. It brings tears in my eyes knowing that God loves me so much na ibibigay niya yung anak niya sa akin. Yeah, the emotions are good. The feelings are wonderful. The tears are nice, you know. The tears that falls from your eyes cleanses your soul. Yan ang sabi ng isang monk sa akin. But more than the feeling, we have to remember love is not just a feeling. Love is something more. Love is something deep, something substantial. And this is what we're going to talk about this morning. Tapos na tayo dun sa baby, you know, and ganda ng baby, birthday ni Jesus. Let's talk to something more important because love is something more than just a feeling. We will go back to what God said in the gospel. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Can you recite that verse with me? I hope by this time na-memorize niyo, especially yung mga galing sa Sunday school, no? I hope you did not forget that verse. And for those who are here in the church for the first time, I would suggest you memorize that. Okay? Can we recite that together, John 3:16? For God that gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Very good, children. Okay? May star kayo mamaya. For God so loved the world. He loves you. He loves me. He loves everything He created because everything He created came from His heart. God did not create anything na hindi nanggagaling sa puso niya. Lahat ng inilikha ng Diyos ay galing sa puso niya. Kaya mahal niya ang lahat na inilikha niya. He loves you so much because He created you from His own heart. You proceeded from His own heart. Long before you were born, God already knew you. Bakit kilala ka na ni Lord, hindi ka pa pinapanganak? Kasi nandun ka na sa puso niya kaagad. From the beginning of time, you were already in His heart. God knows you. That's what love is. Love means knowing the person you love. Hindi siya stranger sa'yo. Hindi siya isang tao na malayo sa'yo. You really are known by God. So He loves the world so much, He loves us all so much that He gave His only begotten Son. Why would He give Jesus to us? Why? So that He, in His Son, can live with us. Sabi nga nila, a theologian said, Jesus did not just come because we sinned. Dumating lang naman si Lord dahil nagkasala tayo, kailangan niya tayong itubos. No, even if we did not sin, God would still come because He wants to live with us. And the only way He can live with us is He has to become human like us. Amen? Mahirap naman kung dumating si Lord, may pakpak at lumilipad. Mahirap kaya kausap yan. No? Pag yan ay nakasalubong mo sa gitna ng gabi, matatakot ka. May lumilipad na tao, kinausap ka, hoy, kumusta ka? You know, you'll be afraid. So God has to come in the human form, become human like us. So we can live together with Him. He can relate to us. He can understand everything about us. And we can understand everything about Him. That was His gift to us because He loves us so much. Now, sabi niya, He loves the world so much that He gave His only Son to us. That anyone who believes in Him will not perish. Look at that promise. Anyone who believes in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. What does it mean? That if we respond to God in love, because He loved us so much, we respond to Him in love. Ang sabi doon, faith, di ba? But do you know that love always believes? Amen? That's why love is not just a feeling. Love is a commitment to trust God. Amen? Yan ang tunay na pag-ibig. That whoever believes in Him, whoever trusts in Him, whoever commits his life to trust in Him, would not at all perish. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Hindi ka mapapahamak ng impyerno. Yun ang ibig sabihin yan. Now, yes, we may go through difficulties in life. Yes, we may go through trials in life. Yes, there are people who believe in God. Bakit nangyari sa kanila to? Bakit nangyari yan? Hindi naman sinabi ni Lord na walang mangyayari sa'yo. He said that you will not perish. You will not perish, hell, you will not spend a second in hell, never. If you believe in Him, if you love Him and commit to trust Him, but you will have eternal life. So our response to the love of God is a commitment. God loves us by giving His Son. It's a commitment. He did not back out. Hindi niya, last minute, ay, hindi ko na ibibigay ito, ang sama ng ugali niyo. No, He did not do that. From the beginning of time, He decided to come and live with us. Yun lang, nung nagkasala tayo, pangit ng ugali natin, but still, He gave His Son. That's a commitment to God. Did God promise you something in your life? Sino sa inyo? Alam nyo sa puso nyo may promesa ang Diyos sa inyo. You know, you better hold on to those promises. Na-delay lang yan, tumagal lang yan, hindi mo nakikita, pero darating yan. Because God never backs out from His commitment. When He commits Himself to something, He who will begin a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Amen? Amen. We have to understand these things. We should be excited about these things. Our God is so committed to us that He gave His Son to us. And any one of us who would make that commitment to love Him will never perish. Ano man ang daan na tatahakin mo sa mundong ito, may pataas, may pababa, may paikot-ikot, ang daming problema ang haharapin. Pero alam nyo, pag tayo'y may tiwala sa Diyos at tayo sumunod sa Kanya hanggang sa huling hininga natin, yung daan na yan, kahit gaano kahirap, ang tumbok niyan, langit pa rin. Just follow that path. Just walk in that path. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You just follow that way. You just walk. Make a commitment to love God. And to love God means to trust God. Amen? Sinabi ko na nung Christmas, sabi ko, sometimes we just say we have faith in God. Yeah, it's wonderful that we can recite the Apostles' Creed. Every Sunday we say, I believe in God. Yeah, I believe in God. But this is my question to you now. Do you trust Him? Amen? Amen? Yes, I believe God is. I believe that God is a provider. Will you give your tithe? Yeah, I believe God is a provider. Will you commit to give your tithe? Kasi mahirap ang buhay ngayon. You don't trust Him. You just believe Him, but you don't trust Him. Trust is something deeper. When I say I trust God, I will let go of my life, surrender to Him, and say to the Lord, take over my life. This is what Paul is trying to say. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ in me. He was surrendering Himself. Kung kasama mo si Jesus, nagda-drive ka. Sasabihin niya sa'yo, do you believe in me? I believe in you. Let me drive your car. Lord, wala kang lisensya. You know, you will not hand over the wheel to Him. Yes, you may believe Him, but you don't trust Him. Faith is about trusting God. Amen? Yes, we believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ our Lord. We believe that He died and was buried. We believe that He descended to the dead. We believe that He, on the third day, He rose again. Yes, we believe those things. But I'm talking about your life right now. Do you trust Him enough to follow Him when He tells you, give me your tithe, and I will open the heavens for you? Maraming Kristiyano, they believe in God, but they will not trust God. Amen? Why? Why will we not trust God? Because we don't love God that much. Love always trusts. Ang issue, pag hindi mo natatrust si Lord, if you find it hard to trust God, it's because you don't love Him enough. And Christmas is about the love of God for us. He loves us so much, He gave His only Son. Now our response will be a response of committed love, trusting love. Yun ang response natin. From now on, Lord, I want you to take over my life. I want you to handle the wheel of my life. You run it wherever you want it to go. I'll go with you. I'll follow you. That's trust. And sometimes when we follow Christ, when we entrust our life to Him, we are going to pass through the valley of the shadow of death. We will go to places where we do not want to go. We will experience things in our lives that we don't want to experience. And some people, they immediately leave God because they don't trust God. They only trust God when what God is doing suits them. That's not commitment. Commitment is, okay, you take over my life, we go through the shadow of the valley of death, I will fear no evil because I know your rod and your staff is with me. You hold me. Yun ang ibig sabihin nun. My brother-in-law, my late brother-in-law, when he was diagnosed with cancer, kinausap ko yung doktor kasi walang may lakas na loob kausapin ang doktor at the time. No, we were so troubled. A very young person at namamatay na sa cancer. And so I asked the doctor, sabi ko, how many months does he have to live? Ilang buwan pa? And this is what the doctor said, don't count the months, count the weeks. He has barely 1 month to live. And so when we told him about the news of the sickness, I told him that you have two things that you can do. Feel sorry for yourself and despair, or you can trust God and live. You choose. At kahit anong piliin mo dyan, kasama mo ako. And this is what he said in front of all of us. He said to me, I will choose to trust God. And he did. Yung few weeks na sinabi ng doktor na mabubuhay siya, few weeks na lang, he got to live 8 more months. And the doctor considered it already a miracle kasi yung cancer niya kalat na sa katawan niya. But he lived 8 more months. Why? Because he had a bucket list. May sinulat siya na gusto niyang magawa bago siya mamatay. You know, he wanted to go to Antioquia at the time. Impossible na. Pero nakapunta siya. He was able to go. He was able to visit me. Yun ang dream niya. Gusto ko talagang mapuntahan yung lugar mo. And he was able to go. One of the things na sinulat niya sa bucket list niya was to win a prize with her daughter. Sasali sila sa contest sa school. Nanalo sila. Champion pa. And he kept on checking the bucket list, lahat ng mga gusto niyang maabot sa buhay niya. In 8 months' time, he was able to check everything. Nung tinignan namin yung listahan niya, everything was checked. Binigyan siya ni Lord ng 8 months pa para makuha niya yung mga bagay na talagang desire ng puso niya. Ang hindi lang na-check yung pinaka-last. Ang nakasulat kasi doon, gusto niya makita si Papa. But his father is already in heaven. So sabi ko, tayo na lang mag-check. Sigurado ako, pag tawid niya sa kabila, nandun na kaagad si Papa sa kanya. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, God did not promise us a rose garden in our life. We will have trials. We will have thorns along the way. But this is what He said, if you trust me, you will never perish. Yes, you may go and experience setbacks in your life. You may have difficulties in your life, but in the end, you will never perish. You will never perish. That's who God is. God has made a commitment to love you. Our first reading talks of God's loving kindness. It talks about the loving kindness of God. And this is one of the beautiful scripture I love, no? Isaiah 23. Sabi niya, your affliction will afflict me. Do you understand what that means? What you are feeling, I will feel with you. That's why I would trust this God, because this God understands me more than anyone else. Your affliction shall afflict me. Pag nakakaranas ako ng sakit dahil tinaksilan ako, alam niya yan. Naiintindihan niya yan. Kasi yung affliction ko, affliction niya rin. When I am hurt with so many things in my life, I know I have a God who will run to me and take care of me in the way I need to be taken care of. Why? Because He can feel my pain. Minsan ang ayaw ko sa ospital, pag pumupunta ka, may sakit ka, paglapit mo doon, lalapitan ka ng nurse, ay ubawon, buwanon. Nakita mo yung ibang nurse, ititreat yung sugat mo, naku, bubuhosan ng alcohol ka agad, mat sa unga, kating, katangis-tangis ka. Walang pakialam, basta gagamutin ka, walang pakialam sa nararamdaman mo. Why? Because they have no empathy. They don't feel what you're feeling. Not Jesus. Kaya pag may sugat ako, may sakit ako, I would like my children to take care of me. Because they know how I feel when I'm hurt. Kaya nung karoon ako ng aksidente, ang galing na mga nurse ko, 4 sila, hindi natutulog, nagpapalitan sila. Just in my womb. Why? Because they know how it feels. That's God. He doesn't just heal you. He doesn't just treat you. He knows how you feel. And He takes care of you and understands you. That is what we call empathy. Your affliction will afflict me. And so I will take care of you. My loving kindness will go before you. I will deliver you, sabi niya. I will help you. I will never hurt you. That's our first reading today. The second reading backs it up. Sabi niya, Jesus became human. Naging tao talaga siya. Why? so that He will undergo what we undergo also. Amen? Para maranasan niyang nararanasan natin, why would God allow His Son to experience those things so that He can be a good high priest? He can be someone who will represent us to God. Akalain mo pag nagkamali ka, hindi naranasan ng Diyos yung pagkakamali mo? Hindi niya na-experience yung pain? Sasabihin niya lang sa Diyos, pakipatay na nito, patayin mo na to. Doesn't feel. Amen? I was watching a video yesterday and I found out that in the courts of the land and our law, your intentions are not judged but the process of what you're doing, yun ang ginajudge ng law. Halimbawa, naisip ko lang, hindi ko gagawin to, pero naisip ko. What if I become a good hacker, naging hacker ako? Naisip ko lang. Daming corruption sa Pilipinas, di ba? Ang daming pera na ninakaw na mga tao ng pinagkatiwalaan natin, ninakaw yung pera natin. Now, naghihirap ang tao. Every time I pass through a street at may nakikita akong taong nagugutom, tao na walang bahay, ang iniisip ko yung nagnakaw. Dapat bahay niya yan, dapat pagkain niya yan, nandun na sa bulsa ng tao na yon. Last night, dumaan ako ng 7-Eleven after the vigil, I saw a little boy sitting at the gutter of the road. Walang t-shirt, nakaupo lang siya doon. Thinking. Iniisip ko, nakakain na ba kaya yan? I was just watching him. And again, my thoughts, pumunta na naman yung mga isip ko, nandun na naman doon sa mga nangurakot. Ang daming pera sa Pilipinas, ang yaman ng Pilipinas. Pero ang tao, naghihirap. Bakit? Ninanakaw kasi yung pera. Hindi napupunta sa welfare ng tao, nalalagay sa bulsa ng mga politiko natin. Kaya naisip ko tuloy, sabi ko, kung magiging hacker kaya ako, yung mga nakatagong bilyones nila sa bangko, what if I can hack through the bank na nakawin ko yung pera na yon? Yung bilyon-bilyon na ninakaw nila, nakawin ko rin. At ilalagay ko sa mga foundation na tumutulong sa mahirap. What if I can do that? Ang tanong ko sa inyo, maganda ba yung hangarin ko? Ha? Huh? Yeah. I can steal from the corrupt and give the money where it should be given. Pero pag nahuli ako, kulong ba ako? Hindi. Ha? Oh, tayo mo yung mga taga-court talaga, marunong kagad sabi na kulong. Why? Because you judge the process, not the intention. Kahit gaano pagkagaling at mabuti yung hangarin ko, yung paggawa ko, yun ang ginajudge. Amen? But not in heaven. In heaven, God would look at the attitude and the intent of your heart. It's not just the things you do, but God will judge us more of why you do them. Amen? That's why Jesus became human, because now He understands us. Naiintindihan niya tayo. Nararamdaman niya tayo. That's why when He speaks, He becomes an effective high priest to the Father, so that when He stands before the Father, He prays for us. He prays for us from a standpoint of empathy, understanding us. He pleads to the Father, not only for the things we have done, but He pleads with the Father because of why we did it. Amen? Nakikita ni Lord yan. And in our gospel today, again, it is seen here the commitment of God to love us. The commitment of God to love us by protecting us, that whoever believes in Him would not perish. God is always with us because He loves us, and because He loves us, He will protect and defend you always. Amen. Amen. This Christmas, I would like us to understand that God loves you So much that He will protect you and defend you. And how do we respond to that protection of God? How? By trusting Him. We saw in the life of Joseph, nung nalaman niya buntis na si Maria at alam niya hindi siya ang nakabuntis. He knows na hindi siya ang nakabuntis kay Maria. Pero nang sinabi sa kanya, buntis na yung magiging asawa niya, buntis na. He decided to divorce her quietly para walang iskandalo at hindi mapahiya yung babae. He decided to just leave Mary alone. But in a dream, God spoke to him through an angel. And God said, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Hindi siya nagtaksil sa'yo. The fruit that is in her womb is from God Himself. Okay? When Joseph woke up from that dream, automatically he trusted God. He knows God. He trusts Him. And he obeyed the promptings of that dream. And he took Mary home as his wife, loved her and cared for her, protected her and defended her. That was the first dream of Joseph. The first dream was with a command to do something that is not of your interest. Minsan uutusan tayo ng Diyos sa mga bagay na hindi natin gusto at hindi sa palagay natin hindi naman kailangan. But we need to obey. That is what trust is all about. I will obey because I will trust you. The second time he had a dream was when the child was already born. And that night, King Herod was planning to kill all the children. Papatay niya lahat ng bata. Hindi alam ng mga tao. Hindi alam ni Joseph. But while he was sleeping, again, God came to him in his dream. And this is what God said. Take the boy and his mother with you, and you will flee to Egypt. And he woke up on that dream. You know what he did? Automatic. Kinuha niya kagad yung pamilya niya. And they left Egypt. Paglabas lang nila sa lugar na yon, pinatay na kagad lahat ng bata dun. And they were able to escape. Okay? Then, the little boy grew up in Egypt. They were there. Again, Joseph had a dream, and God was telling them through an angel in that dream, now you may take the boy back again, because the person who is trying to kill him is already dead. You bring him back. So pagbalik nila doon, nung nalaman niya na yung bagong hari, anak rin ng dating hari, natakot si Joseph. But then again, God warned him in a dream to go somewhere else. And so they went to Nazareth. They did not go back to that place anymore. You see, God was really protecting them and defending him. Amen? Amen. And this is the message that I would like to convey to you today. God is going to protect you because Jesus is in you. That's a commitment. Now, make a commitment to protect your family for God. Sa mga tatay dito, can I see the hands of the fathers? Mga tatay. I would like you today to make a commitment. A commitment to protect your family. Protect them for God. Not for any other reason. I will protect my family for God. Why? Because God loves your family. God loves your children. God loves your entire family. And He wants to protect them. And He's going to do that through you. Sa mga tatay. So how do we respond to that love of God who is wanting and desiring to protect us always? You love Him in the same way. By making a commitment to protect your family for Him. And how would you do that? be sensitive and attentive to the messages of God to you. Kaya suggestion ko sa mga lalaki, pagising nyo sa umaga, huwag muna kayo mag-cellphone. Minsan tayo, nagigising tayo, naka-cellphone ka agad, di ba? Huwag muna mag-cellphone. When you wake up in the morning, wake up ahead of your family. Bago magising yung pamilya, gumising na kayo, and stay in one corner and listen to God. Listen to God. Amen? If you can, you get the scriptures, you get your Bible, and start listening by reading the Bible. You listen by reading. You read, but you listen what God is going to say. Because I know God is committed to protect your family, and He will tell you instructions. But just like Joseph, you have to obey His message. Trust Him to obey His message. And be prompt. Ano ibig sabihin ng prompt? Huwag mag-delay. Saka na, Lord. Balang araw, gagawin namin yan. Huwag. Pag sinabi ng Diyos, gawin mo kaagad. Instantly. Amen? If we can do that, our families will always be protected. Why? Because God's commitment to protect. He loves our family. He is committed to protect us. But we need to trust Him as well. If we love God, we will trust Him. Trust Him enough to listen and be sensitive to His messages. Amen? Then when you hear the message, act, be prompt what you're going to do. Many years ago, I went to a mountain and I'm going to spend a week of prayer. So umakyat ako sa bundok. I went to a mountain, did not know anyone there. Basta umiyakat lang ako doon, naghanap ako ng isang puno. It was summertime, so there is no threat of rain, so I was there. One night, I was so hungry, I started to have a vivid dream. Nagkaroon ako ng dream. In my dream, I saw Bishop Ricardo driving. Nakita ko siya sa dream ko. Kasama ako, nagda-drive siya ng Cimarron. Nandun ako sa pinakadulo ng Cimarron. At biglang bumangga kami. Nung bumangga kami, hindi niya alam na bumangga na kami. So he kept on driving. At hinabol kami ng mga tao. Ang sabi ng mga tao, patay, patay, patay. Yung binangga namin namatay. And I was so scared. I woke up in that dream, kinukuyog kami. Si Bishop Ricardo sa dream na yun, nagtatanong, ano nangyari? Ano nangyari? Tinatanong niya ako. Sabi ko, Bishop, nakabundol po tayo. That was just a dream. So when I woke up in that dream, nung nagising ako sa dream na yan, I was prompted to pray for him. Amen? There was something in my heart saying, pray for your bishop, pray for your bishop. And so I woke up and I started to pray for him. I really don't know, kasi dream lang naman yun eh. Panaginip lang naman yun. So I just started to pray for God's protection, God's deliverance upon him, God's blessing, provision. Lahat na lang na maisip ko para sa kanya, pinag-pray ko hanggat nakatulog ako. And a few weeks later, I went home, I came back to Calibo, and talked to the people, and una na nakausap ko si Sister Nimi at that time. I asked her, sabi ko, kumusta si Bishop? And I said, okay naman siya. He's fine. And I said, yeah, I had a dream. Kwento ko yung dream ko. At nagulat ako nung she was startled. Ang sabi niya, kailan ka na naginip? Sabi ko, ganitong araw na to. Last week, this day, I had this dream. And I just prayed for him. Then she said, si Bishop mo bumangga. At yung binangga niya, isang tricycle, may babae sa likod na buntis. Nagulat ako. Ang sabi ko, ano nangyari doon sa babae? Sabi niya, nothing happened. Nabangga lang siya, but I don't know what happened. Dumating yung mga tao. Ang daming tao na dumating, tinulungan yung tricycle, but not a scratch on that woman. And Bishop was not hurt also. And I would say, because someone prayed. See, that's the prompting of the Lord. He is committed to protect the people you love. But you have to trust God for them. You have to trust Him like Joseph when God spoke to him, a message came to him clear through a dream, he automatically responded to the message. Why? Because he is sensitive to the message of God. And the prompting of the Lord for him to take his family and flee to Egypt, he did that night. Right there and then, kinuha niyang pamilya niya. That night, hindi bukas, hindi next week. That same night, he tucked in his family and they left and they were delivered. Amen? So this 2026, I don't know what problems we will be facing. I can see some of the problems now. Lumalabas na yung ulo ng mga problema, nakikita ko na. And probably because I'm your shepherd, I need to see those things ahead of time. Hindi ko pa alam kung kakayanin ko yung mga problema na yan. But one thing I know for sure, my God, your God, has made a commitment to love you. And so He will protect you. He will protect us. But we need to respond to that love with trust also. Mananalig tayo sa Kanya. We will just trust Him. Now, every now and then, gigisingin kayo ni Lord. Pag ginising kayo, makinig ka agad. Maging obedient ka agad sa pinapagawa niya. And do not delay. If today you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Tatagal lang yan. Okay? Open your heart and do what God tells you to do. Amen.